I'm from Albania originally, and I came here with my family, with my husband at first, and we had to leave because of the political issues and things like that. So the life was getting worse. Yeah, of course, I left my family behind. It's not easy, but when your life is at risk, you have to choose one way, so we had to leave.
How was your life at risk? What was happening?
It was difficult. Political issues, they are always difficult and messed up, you know. So my husband's life was threatened, and we had to decide something. And on that time, I found out I was pregnant, so I couldn't raise my child there.
I'm from Zimbabwe. I left my country for political reasons. Yeah, so yeah, I was forced to leave. I couldn't go back there. Yeah, my life was in danger at the time. Yeah, yeah. It's more like because of gender and things like that. Yeah.
Did you leave family, friends behind? Was that difficult?
My mom is here. She came after me. So it was difficult at the time when I had to leave them.
What age are you? Did you leave friends behind in Zimbabwe?
I left friends behind. I'm 22 years old.
I was 14 years old when I left my country, and I have some personal issue, and we decided to leave. So now I have 5 years and a half out of my country. Before I lived in France with my family. My family is still in France, and I came here with my partner because he has an issue with the blood feud in Albania.
So how did you end up in Ireland, or why did you choose to come to Ireland?
Because my partner has his brother here for 10 years, so it was better for him to be close to his family.
There are almost 7,000 asylum seekers in Ireland from many, many different countries in the direct provision system. And they seek asylum for many different reasons. They may be fleeing war, or they may have been persecuted in their home countries. But what actually happens when an asylum seeker arrives in a country like Ireland?
Actually, we didn't choose Ireland. We first chose Iceland. We were in Iceland before coming here. And then there we claimed asylum, but unfortunately they didn't accept us. And then we had to find out another way, another country. And the best one we thought it was Ireland. And so we came here in Ireland. At the airport, they understood we were illegal. So they asked, why are you here? We are here for asylum, we said. And so they were very helpful, very kind. So everything was okay.
And what happens in the airport? Are you questioned? Do you have to fill in forms? How long do you stay in the airport?
Well, we stayed there about 2 hours, let's say. So we had to fill some forms. They asked, why are you here for? So we had to say the reason, if they could accept us. And we had to give our fingerprints. And we have to tell about our story.
I came via an airplane, so I left Zimbabwe. Then I went to South Africa, and from South Africa, I came straight here to Ireland. The way I came in with an agent, so like they organized like a fake passport, and then I had to come all the way here. Yeah, so then you have to get rid of that passport and stuff like that, you know.
So you had a fake passport to come to Ireland. How does that work?
To be honest, I'm not too sure, but like they'll say they'll want a specific amount of money, and you get that money together, and then from there on you just pay them, and then they'll just fix whatever they want to fix, and then they'll make a plan for you to get all the way to the country.
And what happens then when you came to Dublin Airport? Did you present yourself to immigration? Were you asked lots of questions?
Yeah. You have to present yourself into immigration, because they say that's the best way instead of coming here illegally, you know. They ask you a lot of questions. They ask you where you're from. They ask you if you know like anyone here in Ireland. Fortunately, when I came, I didn't know anyone in Ireland.
When you come here, they know, okay, it's not, you know, they are fake. So they stop you and they ask you if you want to stay here to direct provision or if you want to go back. But when I came here, It was a little bit difficult because I didn't know how to speak English, but I speak French. So one policeman, he was speaking French. So it was a little bit easy for me, you know, to...
And were you asked a lot of questions at the airport?
Oh, yeah, they ask you everything. Why and why you want to stay here, why you decide to come here and everything.
Was it almost like an interrogation?
Oh, yeah, it's very stressful because, you know, sometimes they do a little bit pressure on you, like, oh, you're going to turn, we're going to turn you back. You know, and they try you to, they push you to sign so you don't stay here.